إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى: لله ملك السماوات والأرض يخلق ما يشاء، يهب لمن يشاء إناثا ويهب لمن يشاء الذكور، أو يزوجهم ذكرانا وإناثا ويجعل من يشاء عقيما إنه عليم قدير. ويقول الشاعر: الأم مدرسة إذا أعددتها أعددت شعبا طيب الأعراق. وقال عمرو بن عتبة: يوصي مؤدب ولده: يا أبا عبد الصمد، ليكن أول إصلاحك بنيك إصلاحك لنفسك، أو إصلاحك نفسك، فإن عيونهم معقودة بعينيك، فالحسن عندهما ما فعلت والقبيح عندهما ما تركت. Dear brothers and sisters, the subject of raising children is a very important one, and it is definitely a subject that cannot be treated in one or two or more khutbas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He gives us as a gift female babies, or male babies, or both sexes, and some of us will never have any children. The question is, as parents, how do we raise our children? I would like just to say one thing. The purpose, one of the main aims and the purpose of marriage, is really the continuation of humankind on earth. And for Muslims, it is the continuation of this message of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the message of Islam, until the Day of Judgment. Definitely that is the case. For us to have children, we have two options in these kids that we have. The first is to increase the number of this ummah, to increase the number of Muslims. The number does matter. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us: تكاثروا فإني مباهم بكم الأمم يوم القيامة. Multiply, I will be proud of you in the Day of Judgment. So the quantity is important. Nevertheless, the quality of descendants is extremely important too. If we want the Prophet ﷺ to be proud of us, we need to be Muslims. Some of us may say, I was not brought up in a very religious way. My parents did not teach me Quran. They did not tell me to pray until I was really much older than what the hadith suggests, etc. So I suggest that if this is the case, dear brother and dear sister, then you should aim to improve on that. If you think your parents did not give you the right Islamic education and Islamic tarbiyah, they did not raise you in the way that they should have done, then it is, you can do it yourself. And what you missed on Islamic education, you can give to your children. Make sure that they learn Al-Quran, they know their deen, they establish salah, etc. So that is in terms of equality. Every generation should aim that their children may be better than they are. And it is possible to have that. So it is both, if you wish, the quantity and the quality. So we just like to say that the aim of the Muslims with children is to protect them from the hellfire. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. This is an order to protect yourselves, all those who believe, protect yourselves, and وَأَهْلِيكُمْ أَهْلِيكُمْ are wives, etc. Fire that is fueled by people and stones. So that is one of the aims. And also, we rear our children from the responsibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entrusted in us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in hadith narrated by Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. الإمام راع ومسؤول عن رعيته، والرجل راع في أهله ومسؤول عن رعيته، والمرأة راعية في بيت زوجها ومسؤولة عن رعيتها، والخادم راع في مال سيده ومسؤول عن رعيته، فكلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. This hadith was narrated by both Al-Bukhari and Muslim. So what the hadith is telling us that all of you are shepherds and responsible for what you are looking after. So it gave the semaphore of a shepherd looking after a herd. So, and it gives the example of the imam. The imam is the leader, the president of the country, the khalifa, if there is one, the etc., the mayor in his or her principality, etc., is a shepherd and responsible for the people. And then it goes down from the top to the bottom, that the man is responsible for his household, and the woman is responsible for her household. The servant is responsible for whatever entrusted in, and everyone of us is responsible for what we are looking after. So that responsibility, it makes an importance for every individual of this ummah. Every one of us is important, and every one of us is entrusted to look after something, and we need to do a good job of that. So these are the, if you wish, the main themes of looking after the kids. So, what steps shall we take in bringing up our children? And in one of the athar is really looking into reminding the parents to be role models for their kids, etc., which we will come to, inshaAllah. The first thing is a du'a. To make dua, to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah should give us a good descendants, a good children. And if we have some, to make them good and to help us to rear them and to raise them in the best possible way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and on the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. And those who say that, oh Allah, gift us from our wives and our descendants قرة أعين, something that pleases the eye, and make us leader for the pious ones. That is in Surah Al-Furqan. The second thing is really to be that role model. If you are the father, if you are a father, then you have to be a role model for your children. If you, for the mother, she needs to be a role model. Children, dear brothers and sisters, and all of us indeed, learn from fellowship, to follow someone, to look at someone, say, MashaAllah, this person has akhlaq, she has deen, and so on. And then we look at these people and try to perhaps follow into their footsteps, as we do with the Prophet ﷺ, and he is the leader of all leaders. So being a role model is very important. You can ask your kid to go to the masjid and learn Quran and pray, etc. But if you are not doing it, then the effect will be really very, very weak indeed. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, still do it. But when you are a role model, when a child, an infant, few months old, crawling, and he sees the mother praying and the father reading Quran and so on, then without, in the subconscious of these children, they will adopt Islam. They will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they will know that this is their future. And you'll see that kids, you know, maybe 15 months, you know, just about standing up, they try to imitate sujood and so on. And imitate the salah with their parents. Which is really the very first step to teach your kids, even though they don't understand what they are doing. So being a role model is very, very important. There are so many, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. So the role model in the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and whoever is following him is extremely important, and we should do what we say. If you want to teach your kids akhlaq, then do the akhlaq yourself. Be kind. And first of all, be kind to your wife, and the wife to be kind to her husband. That relationship can teach the children love and affection and respect and the way to listen to the other and solve problems if there are. So that role modeling at home is very, very important. It's step number one after the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they are kids, play with them. Give them time. Give them love and affection. Keep them occupied. And in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that even when he was praying, they were mounting his back. And he was really taking his time so as they don't fall off. You see in some masjids, whoever responsible for the masjid, shouting, don't bring children, why you should bring children, and so on. Of course, you need to control the children. You know, if the children are all over the place, they can disrupt. But nevertheless, we can see that Al-Hasan and Al-Hussein were really young. And they were still coming to the masjid and seeing the congregation and so on. The children should come. Every now and then, particularly if they grow beyond, you know, 4, 5, 6 years, then of course they will understand and they can really join in the congregation. But the point here is really to play with the kids, give them time, give them the right toys, spend time with them, and so on. The Prophet ﷺ used to kiss his grandchildren. He used to kiss Fatima radiallahu anha from her forehead. She was a woman, as it is narrated, and set her where he was sitting, and love her and say very nice things about her. So that love and affection starts from a very young age and it should continue. That love within the family is extremely important. That is far more effective than words. Then words later on in life will work, because these children know that their parents love them and they care for them and they give them time and so on. So when it comes the time to say, my son, it is time to start to pray, it is time to start to do this, and they will listen. But if they are raised to be ignored, to be left alone, just put them in front of the TV watching whatever and do and go on with women doing her own things, and the father is the same, then that ignoring them will not really help in the future to bring them up in the best possible way. We know also, if you remember the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, يَا غُلَامْ إِنِّي أُعَلِّمُكَ كَلِمَاتِ احْفَظِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظْكَ احْفَظِ اللَّهَ تَجِدْهُ تِجَاهَكَ etc. The hadith in At-Tirmidhi and Ahmad, and it is Hasan Sahih. So the Prophet ﷺ took time with Ibn Abbas, his cousin, who was a boy, Ya Ghulam. So he was a young boy, and he was trying to teach him something. He was riding with him, and he was making time to teach him and to tell him something. So also giving, taking the opportunity of journeys, of time off, being together, being in the car, in a holiday, etc., is really to be together, to read something together, to teach them something, to bounce some ideas and see how they are doing. We need also to teach our children to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to revere the culture of Islam, to really think very highly of Islam, with the various ingredients, if you like, of Islam. To love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to think of the Quran to be the guidance for their life, and it's the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has limits, and they have to observe these limits throughout their lives. So that is also a general idea that we need to teach our children. We often, you know, with a little kid, we say, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the eyes? He says, to look, to see. Why he created the ears, to listen, and so on. So you connect them with the Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala, with what they do. I remember my eldest daughter, when she is 34 now, with four kids. I said, Sarah, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the eyes and ears, etc.? And she gave answers. And I said, why did he create the tongue? He said, to lick the ice cream. So for the kids, licking the ice cream was an important thing. And why not? But it is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created us, who is looking after us. And connect them with La ilaha illallah, with the Tawheed, in the way that they can relate to. One of the things that a man in particular should make sure that looking after a family, that should not leave the family for months and months and months. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us to go around doing our own ways to live and so on. And the man usually may go out for days or for some weeks sometimes, etc. But make sure that you are not absent for a very long time. Because if you are absent, then your effect starts to diminish. And when you come home, children look at you as, you know, who is that uncle coming, you know, rather than the father. So make sure that you stay with the family. Sometimes we go for business, etc. There is nothing wrong with that, as long as we look after our kids when we come back. And there are rules that are left behind. Nevertheless, there are men who, on a nightly basis, oh, I'm going to spend my night with my friends. He leaves the wife and the kids and he spends one night. And then next time, oh, with the brothers. And third night, oh, you know. Again, there is nothing wrong with that. But if you do it very often and neglect your home and your relationship is really with the individuals rather than with families, family with family, then again that does not help rearing and the upbringing of your kids. So make sure that you do it in a nice and balanced way. Hence the Prophet ﷺ, Aisha radiallahu anha was asked by Ibrahim ibn al-Aswad, ما كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصنع في بيته؟ قالت كان يكون في مهنة أهله, يعني في خدمة أهله, فإذا حضرت الصلاة خرج إلى الصلاة. البخاري. وكان يخصف نعله ويرفو ثوبه ويحلب الشاه. In another hadith, كان يكلمنا ونكلمه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was an active member of the household. He used to talk with his wives. And when he says Allahu Akbar, he leaves for Salah. Again, you have to do the bar and say, oh yeah, I want to stay with my children. I don't want to go to the masjid. This is wrong too. Because when it says Allahu Akbar, you have access to a masjid or jama'ah, you should go to the masjid. And this is also very important in the upbringing of your kids and also a reflection on your relationship with your wife. The Prophet ﷺ, that's what he did. At home, he was useful. He was repairing his shoes and his clothes and كان يكون في خدمة أهله في مهنة أهله. So he used to help around. So if you can do help with the dishes, do. If you can cook, and also don't expect to leave everything behind. You know, you get up, you leave everything and you throw your clothes all over the place. The children will follow suit. They think this is mashallah, you know, I'm a man. That's what I should do. My socks is all over the place. And you know, no. You should be tidy. Look after your own things. That's what the Prophet ﷺ, the busiest man on earth, was doing. Help the wife. Looking after kids is a very difficult thing. You go, you work, you come back, and that you are very happy. You chill out. The wife, she works 24 hours. Kids scream at 2 o'clock in the morning. She has to get up and look after them. Some men I know for sure, they leave and they sleep somewhere else. They are annoyed rather than helping. Say, oh, you've been doing a fantastic job. You are very tired. Let me look after the kid now. You know, I know how to make her, you know, put her to sleep or put him to sleep. Help with your wife, because that is also helps in upbringing your and rearing your children. They will look at you and say, MashaAllah, that's the way I want to be. And for the girls, he says, oh, MashaAllah, I want to get married someone like my father who helps my mother, respects her, loves her, looks after her. If you do differently, then the impression is whatever you are, you know, whether you know it or not, you are making an impression on your kids. So make sure you make the right impression. For example, saying thank you to your wife. Thank you for the meal. Rather than criticizing, oh, too much salt. Not too much salt. Too hot, too cold. I like it that way. My mother cooks it in a different way. This is not the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. You should be grateful, you should be thankful, you should teach your kids to be thankful to their mother, so as they can be thankful to others, so as they can have akhlaq. Akhlaq are taught. It's not something, say, have good akhlaq. It's like, you know, when we are driving and someone does something and we swear at them and say, oh, you have no akhlaq. What about you? You already proved that you don't have akhlaq either. To teach akhlaq, you have to have the akhlaq. If he is done transgress upon you, say, may Allah forgive you, may Allah give you hidayah. Or just ignore the whole thing and concentrate on what you are doing. Akhlaq is really by role modeling, definitely. Not by saying, have akhlaq. Be generous. Be kind. How? Kind to whom? How can I be kind? You have, the kids need to see the role model around them. There are so many things that, one of the things, especially with today's technology and so on, you need to participate and to have interest in what your kids are doing. Not spy on them, because if you spy on them, they will know you are spying on them, and this is not a way to rear kids or to look after a company. If you are a CEO or a CTO and you are or a manager or a general manager or who, director, etc., you should not spy on your people. You should inspire them. You should look after. You should help them do their work and have interest and see how they're doing, productivity. Spying, and because you know you are able to look at their emails, you are able to. This is not the way really to manage things, and you don't do it with your kid, with your kids, because if you lose that trust, then you lose it forever, and it is not the same. But have interest. Say, oh, what do you like? Who are your friends? Introduce me. I'd love to know your friends. Introduce me to your friends. Or you bring good people to your kids to be their friends. See what they are looking at, what sort of sites they are visiting, and try to participate with them. Have an interest in what they do, and make sure they spend the right amount of time. They should not be up 2 o'clock in the morning on their computer or laptop or iPhone or whatever. That is not right. You should limit that as well. Say, that's it. Studying, no more games, no more this. You have time for this, you have time. When you do your study, and we do it together, for example. So that is a very important part. And also, make sure at school or at home, you know who are mingling with, who are mixing with. There are many, many good families that suddenly their son or their daughter do something which is out of the norm, and say, Subhanallah, how this came about. And then you discover that it was through bad friendship, bad colleague, etc., at school or in the neighborhood. You should really have control over that in a very nice way, and you have to have that initiative to introduce them to families that are really nice and with akhlaq and with deen, etc., to fill their time and to fill their needs. If you don't do that, they will look for what they are looking for, and their choice may or may not be right. And then things, you know, you are repairing something, you are doing something very good at home with them, and someone else is telling them the very opposite, indeed. And then the result is either they get very confused, or they go in a way that you have not plan. So really, as the Prophet ﷺ said, "Al-mar'u 'ala dini khalilih, falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil." A person is on the deen, on the religion and akhlaq of his khalil, friend. So you should really make sure who are you are befriending. Of course, that is for the adults as well as the children. But sometimes adults, you know, they deal with people on a certain scope, and knowing that this is business with that person, but I don't go out with them because maybe these are, you know, they're not really, their aspiration to Islam and Iman and Taqwa is not the same. But children, they will mix up with others and just try to imitate whatever they do. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. إن شاء الله, if Allah gives enough life, we will continue, particularly on the pillars of Islam, how to introduce our children to Salah, Siyam, Zakah, and so on. إن شاء الله تعالى, if Allah سبحانه وتعالى gives life, اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك على محمد. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بالحق كلمة الدين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير، ومن أراد بهم سوءا فاقسمه وخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا، وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.